This week in the Missouri Senate, we review another busy week for lawmakers.
Floor leader has been generous to give us a little bit of extra time so we can try to get one ran through.
People are going to take a cue from what happens at the federal level. This is an election year, interestingly.
On Tuesday morning, the Missouri Senate Appropriations Committee started going through the Missouri House of Representatives version of the state's fiscal year 2019 budget. Committee Chair Senator Dan Brown of Rolla says the House version generally does not take Missouri senators' needs into account.
There's no money left except what's on the bottom line. They don't want us to spend anything on the bottom line, then that means you're going to lose some of your stuff.
Senator Jill Shoup of Creve Coeur adds a growing desire to cut taxes will have an immediate effect on the budget.
But in terms of those taxes, it's going to be interesting to see what happens at the federal level.
The entire Missouri Senate could discuss the budget as early as next week. Missouri's fiscal plan has to be on the governor's desk by May 11th.
Mr. President, without objection, the Senate will go to the order.
Tuesday afternoon, Missouri senators gave first-round approval to Senate Bill 674, legislation that seeks to modify several provisions relating to taxation. Sponsor, Senator Andrew Koenig of Manchester, says he worked with several senators on compromise language.
The apportionment language, and then a corporate tax cut, and that's all we're doing, just balancing those out.
During floor discussion, Senator Jason Holzman of Kansas City mentioned the state is fighting to fund existing programs as it is.
Do you think that that's going to help our revenue situation, or do you think it's just going to exacerbate the problem that we had not having enough revenue to cover all the bases?
Thursday morning, Missouri senators sent Senate Bill 674 to the Missouri House of Representatives for similar consideration.
Senate Joint Resolution 27.
Wednesday afternoon saw Missouri senators send Senate Joint Resolution 27 to the Missouri House of Representatives. Senator Holzman says his proposal, upon voter approval, would modify term limits and impose a gift ban for members of the Missouri General Assembly.
Decreases the influence of lobbyists, and it increases the knowledge of legislators, and that will equal the better public policy in the state of Missouri.
During discussion, Senator Ed Emery of Lamar pointed out concerns this would ban lobbyist gifts while easing term limits for lawmakers.
I do have concerns that would be both on the same ballot, and I think that they would be much better presented if they were presented separately.
Senate Joint Resolution 27 now goes to the Missouri House of Representatives for consideration.
The Senate will stand adjourned till Tuesday,
April 17th. Session will resume on Tuesday.
4 p.m.
And remember, you can follow these and other issues facing the Missouri Senate by visiting our website, senate.mo.gov. Reporting from the state capitol, I'm Dean Morgan.